In the Harlem home of Singapore-born Indian conductor George Matthew, a student string quartet runs through the start of Shostakovich's epic Seventh Symphony, known as the Leningrad. On Monday night, the founder of Music for Life International will hold the baton at Carnegie Hall, with all proceeds going to the medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières. The Russian composer dedicated his work to the city which withstood the German army for nearly 900 days in World War II.
The situation in Leningrad was very much parallel in some ways to what is going on in Syria. There were the twin shadows, catastrophes, if you will, of, on the one hand, oppression from Stalin and the state, and then there was the sort of stark disaster of all-out war and what that brings. And in the middle of that is this composer. What you see here is a great artist and a great mind articulating not only the impact of this kind of oppression and violence, but also proposing some antidotes.
Some would say, what good can this really do, getting together a group of musicians in Carnegie Hall in New York, when there's so much appalling suffering happening and the situation is so complicated?
No matter how much or how little financial impact we have, there is probably one little girl whose life is going to be different, who will live. She may get an antibiotic, she may get a nutritional supplement. I don't know who that is. There may be five, there may be 1,000, but at least one person is going to be affected. And for that one person, it is the difference between being and not being.
This is a band called Tanjer al-Daghat, which is a rock band from Damascus, but now they are like doing their music in Beirut.
International soloist Kinan Azmi started making music as a boy in Damascus, but home for now is an apartment in Brooklyn, full of photographs and keepsakes from the Syrian capital. He's a bridge between there and Carnegie Hall, where he's performed several times before. But Monday night will be special.
You know, I took a one-year kind of a silence when the revolution started, because I thought I was questioning the role of art and is there room for music in times like these? And then I wrote this piece, A Sad Morning Every Morning, marking a year of the revolution. Because I felt it, I owe it to myself to keep doing what I do. And it came in the shape of a prayer for home. Of course, the piece is not meant to actually to showcase a musical composition, just basically a reflection of what I feel. And of course, it means a lot to be playing this piece right before Shostakovich's Great Seventh Symphony in a concert that is benefiting Doctors Without Borders, that hopefully will be able to send some money and some help to the refugees, Syrian refugees, in Syria and outside Syria.
And here at Carnegie Hall?
Here at Carnegie Hall, I mean, the place, of course, is very significant because it's, you know, this is the hall for music, in a way. And to be able to stand alone on stage for these few minutes in the opening is incredible for me, of course. I feel like if you play here really loudly in this hall has a fantastic acoustics, and hopefully some of these waves gonna travel all the way to Damascus.